Okay, how's it going, everyone? You got Red Beats here, and I am with The Resilience. I got Helen back and Lisa Muswagen. How's it going, guys?
Yeah. How you doing?
It's going great. I'm excited. I'm stoked.
Now, you guys were in Vancouver for the Vancouver Indigenous Fashion Week, and you guys, who did you perform for?
We performed for Tracy Toulouse.
We performed for designer Tracy Toulouse, who is collaborating with Sacred Thunder by Alex Spanatopoulos.
Sick. Now, you were, did that bring back memories for your Native Mall studio?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely met my challenge yesterday, and I'll talk more about it.
You guys killed it, by the way. Good job. Okay, now you have you guys are working on an album, right?
Yeah,
we have an album. I think it's 12 songs. Right now, we probably have over half the album done. We got some amazing features coming up, and we're probably getting ready to just bind them all together now and make sure it all flows and sets to the deliverance that we want it to be or wanted to set up our deliverance. That's what we need to do, is just set up our deliverance, make sure the message that we're sending has its clarity and, you know, all the nicks and knacks of ironing out a deadly album.
Nice. Now, let's talk about some of the features and some of the producers that you're working with. Seems like you got quite the lineup here, right?
Yo, bro. Honestly, like, this is probably going to be one of the most definitive Native albums. Is that what basically we're aiming for? A lot of the music that we're doing is going to be produced by my man D-Rec, DJ Shub, Boogie the Beat, my man, DJ Chemo. DJ Chemo is another really big one. We've been just working with other artists. Max Six, he's an artist from Ontario, young cat, amazing artist. We got Sten Jotty is another one from Oklahoma. You know, Greasy Fried Bread. Greasy. Yeah, that boy from Res Dogs. And we also, I just got the feature from Superman. Superman's going to be on the album, which is insane. And I'm also in talks with Natani Means and just some other people, man.
Like, it's just Don Amaro too, yeah. And Crystal Shawanda. And it's I feel that that's an important part of it because, I don't know, nobody will know this, but Crystal Shawanda was the one who named us The Resilience.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. So not only you got The Resilience going, you had a couple of solo albums that you guys are also working on as well too, right?
Yeah, we're working on Lisa's new album. It's going to be, it's in the process right now of planning and whatnot. Also working on our album, the Resilience album, and also just solo projects. You know, I'm working on the new Helen Back stuff and just keep things moving, man.
And we do have our own independent albums out. Like, I released Buffalo and Rabbits in 2015, which received a couple of noms. Yeah. And then, so that's kind of a bit past there, but that album is something of its own that tells a story. So right now there's like more things coming out of it. Yeah. I'll be writing making my first children's book in the new year. Hopefully that will be done. And then just seeing where this story will take me. So those are some other aspects in the independent part of my artistry.
That's awesome, guys. Good for you guys. I'm so proud. I think that's all we need. Thank you very much. It was great seeing you guys.
Yeah, it's great seeing you, Nutley, man. Everybody at Red Beats, thank you very much for playing our music, you know, talking and letting everybody know how we're doing and whatnot. And just sticking in and being in there a good vessel for Native rap music.
I know a lot of people ask us, well, what's this music going to sound like? You know, what's whatever, right? So our music, what The Resilience sounds like is basically hip hop with an indigenous flair. A lot of the messages that we have in our deliverance does involve our surround the areas of unmarked graves, residential schools, intergenerational trauma, all the, you know, a lot of the social injustices that our indigenous people are going through, you know, murdered and missing indigenous women and men, you know, so we kind of want to stay around those topics because we want this to be like a tool for our younger generation.
Awesome. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. This is Brad Crowfoot with The Resilience. This is Red Beats.